parsha. The sefer that we're using is called Sefer Shevilei Pinchas. Rav Pinchas Friedman. He's a chavrusa of the Belzer Rebbe. He's alive today. And most of what we're saying today is actually something that he's bringing from other people. He brings from lots of other sources. He brings from a tremendous amount from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar. He brings from a lot from the Megala Amukos. The Megala Amukos lived in Krakow, and he's buried there in Krakow. It's an unbelievable, unbelievable sefer with tremendous depth. He brings a lot also from the Igra de Kala. The Igra de Kala is the Bnei Yisachar, who is buried in Dinov, which is also in Poland, and from many of the other greats. You know, over the course of the next few months, hopefully we're going to give you a lot more appreciation for many of the great tzaddikim. We'll try, Bez Hashem, to have a shir in... Last time we went to Lezhensk, we had a shir in Noam Elimelech every week, and hopefully also a shir in Rabbi Nachman's Torah to be able to appreciate these great tzaddikim when we go visit them. So this week's parasha, there's something which just seems to be so regular. It's a parasha which is called Shiloh HaKen. Shiloh HaKen is just... it seems to be a simple halacha. There's a baby, or there's eggs. They're in the nest. The mother is there. Shaleach tishalach es ha'em. V'sabanim tikach loch. And just take the children. That's what it seems to be. And we wouldn't know just from reading the Torah to give it any extra special significance. However, we do know that there are schools involved. And then after the schools, you got to figure out like what's going on underneath that. So the schools we know about is the special school that have children. It's brought down Achzach in the Zohar, and there's stories about it. I know a story myself. I had a neighbor whose name was Rebellia Baruch Finkel. Rebellia Baruch Finkel was one of the Rashivas of the Mir. He lived in 45 Arzei Avira. I live in 46, and he had a Shiluach HaKen. He had a situation. There was a nest, and there was eggs there. And he had a very dear cousin of his by the name of Reb Usher Arieli, who had not had any children for 7 years. And he asked Reb Usher to come to his house to do the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKen. Reb Usher came and did the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKen, and he had a child that year. He had another Shiloh HaKen. He told me these stories. And there was another Rosh Hashiva that lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he called him to his house to do Shiloh HaKen. He came, and... with his wife. His wife is also the daughter of a very famous Rosh Hashiva, and they had no children. And they tried pushing the bird to go off of the nest. The bird would not go. And they pushed, and they pushed, and they cracked the egg. And then the bird flew away. And they never had any children. So there is something like very mystical going on over here when it comes to the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKen. And we got to figure out what it is exactly. There's another interesting skula that's brought down in the Medrash. The Medrash says that when you do mitzvah Shiloh HaKen, so a person is mesugal that he's bringing Eliyahu Anavi and Melech HaMashiach. You do the mitzvah Shiloh HaKen, you're being makarev Eliyahu Anavi and Melech HaMashiach. That's pretty amazing. Segula, not necessarily something that you will see, you'll know exactly when you're doing it, but you're hastening, you're bringing them closer. Eliyahu HaMelech HaMashiach. Truth be told is that a person can find Shiloh HaKens around their houses. We've had quite a number of them. But this is the segula, and it says the following thing in the Medrash. The Medrash says, Tishalach, Tishalach Esaim, Esaim. The Pasuk, it's a Pasuk. Shalach, Tishalach Esaim. Im kiyamta mitzvah zu, you mekayim this mitzvah, memaher lovoy melech ha-mashiach. Mashiach's going to come quicker. And then it says, shalach tishalach ha-sayim, im kiyamta mitzvah zu, atamam memaher is Eliyahu Anavi. So by doing shalach tishalach, it's the double lashon. You're bringing Eliyahu, and you're bringing melech ha-mashiach. So in the Sefer, he brings from the Sefer Noyem Megadim, he says the following thing, he brings from the Eilos Ephraim, which I believe is the Kli Yochor, he says, Kol ha-Geulim simanim aim. If you look, all of the people, the main characters, when Klal Yisrael has a Geula, their names start with Aleph and Mem. Rashi Tevos, aim. How is that? In Yetzias Mitzrayim, who are the two main characters? Aaron and Moshe, aim. In the story of Purim, who are the two main characters? Esther, Mordechai. In the story of our Geulah Hasidah, who are going to be the two main characters? Eliyahu and Mashiach. So this pasuk says, Shalach Teshalach Es HaEim, Aim is a reference, a remez to Eliyahu and Mashiach. That we're going to, a person's going to somehow, ki'ilu, bring Eliyahu and Mashiach to come, to be Makarev the Geula. So now, he says the following thing. The Zohar tells us that what happens when you send the mother away. So in our simple understanding, what happens is the mother goes away and she doesn't know, ki'ilu, what's happening with her children. That's a little bizarre to think that, you know, the mother just had these children and she doesn't know. Actually, the mother, I've seen it, I've done it. The mother flies to somewhere where she can observe and she watches what you're doing with her children. She ki'ilu feels like she's been banished, and it actually says that she is soyakim ubaychim. The she's mitzaris ubaycha, and the froichim at soyakim ubaychim. Everyone's crying over there because of the fact that you've created this distance between them. So that is what happens when a person does shluach haken, and he brings from the Zohar. He says that at the time when a person does shluach haken, so he's me'oirer that Melech HaMashiach should go, let's say, it's mitoich Gan Eden, me'oisa makom shenikra kan tzipor. So the Zohar tells us that the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKen, it's called, a kan is a nest, kan tzipor, the nest of the bird. So that nest is actually a reference to Gan Eden. Gan Eden is called kan tzipor, that's what it's called, kan tzipor, which is the nest of the bird. That's Gan Eden. And Mashiach is in Kan Tzipor. And Mashiach has to, ki'ilu, be sent out of Kan Tzipor in order to bring the Geula. Now you think about it for a second. What are the Rashi Tevas of the words Kan Tzipor? Kates. Anyone knows what Kates? Kates is the end. There's a Kates of Mashiach. So the Kan Tzipor is when we're going to be Megale the Kates, which is when Mashiach is going to come. Where is he coming from? He's coming from the Kan Tzipor. So therefore, the Pasuk tells us, in Iyov, for example, Kates Sam LaChoshech. Choshech is darkness. This world is like darkness, where everything, like there's darkness is dangerous, darkness is when there's not clarity. Kates Sam LaChoshech. The Kan Tzipor is there. From the Kan Tzipor is going to come out Melech HaMashiach, the aim. Shalach to Shalach is a aim. Send the aim out of the Kan Tzipor. Eliyahu and Mashiach are coming out of the Kan Tzipor, the Kates, in order to bring us the Geula. Now, who is the personality that we speak about? The person we speak about when we talk about Mashiach, who is the one person in this world, not Eliyahu, the one individual that we speak about, that he, ki'ilu, represents Mashiach. It's called Mashiach ben David. Now, how many Kapitlach Tehillim are there in Sefer Tehillim? David HaMelech's magnum opus, his main work was Tehillim. There's 150. Now, Kan is 150. So the Kan Tzipor of David HaMelech, David Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayom, he wrote there, and collectively from out of his Tehillim is going to come the Geula. That is David HaMelech. So, here we go. Okay, Rabbi, so I'm going to share with you something. We're going to get a little deep now. Okay? Now it's going to get a little deep. The Pasuk in Yeshaya on Chizkiyo HaMelech is the following thing. Lemar behamishra v'hashalom, ein kates al kisei David v'al mamlachtoi. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk in Yeshaya is referring to Chizkiyo HaMelech. Now, Chizkiyo HaMelech was a great person. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us the following thing. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasos Chizkiyo HaMashiach. Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyo HaMashiach, and Sanhedrin Goyg u'magoyg. Midas Hadin came in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, hold on a second. David HaMelech wrote for you all of that Sefer Tehillim, and you didn't make him into Melech HaMashiach. Chizkiyo, Shalom Rashira, Lefanecha, Te'asom Mashiach, Lechein Nistema. It was blocked. It was blocked. So now, first of all, David HaMelech said all that Tehillim, make him Mashiach. Tehillim is the Kan Tzipor, Ki'ilu. David HaMelech was very created the Kan Tzipor with his Tehillim, and you didn't make him Mashiach. How can you make Chizkiyo Mashiach? Where was this story told over? Amram Tamchum, Dorash ben Kafra b'Tzipori. He was in a place called Tzipori. When this whole conversation happened, why was he in Tzipori? Because Tzipori is the place where there's a connection with the Kan Tzipor. He was there in Tzipori. Now he's going on a pasuk. The pasuk says the following thing: Lemar b'hamishra v'ashalom ein kates. Al kisei David v'amamlachto ein kates kan tzipor. He doesn't have that. But the pasuk says lemarbe. The word lemarbe, the mem is in the middle of the word. But for some reason, when we write it in the Navi, it's written with a mem sofis. So that's the Gemara's question: why are you writing the word lemarbe with a mem sofis? Now, if you look at a mem sofis, it looks like this. It's like boxed. It's closed. And a mem that's not a mem sofis is open. Right? Not exactly, but something like this. Says the Gemara, it's closed because we closed the Kan Tzipor. It's closed. We're not letting Mashiach out. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make Chizkiyo Mashiach? No. It's closed. He's not let out. Now listen to another pasuk. The Megale Amukos brings. It says in the pasuk in Nehemiah, "Va'hei shever b'chomis Yerushalayim." There'll be a crack in Chomis Yerushalayim. "V'heim prutzim." Now the word "v'heim prutzim," there "heim," the letter mem is at the end of the pasuk, and still the letter mem is written with a mem pasuach. It's supposed to be written with a mem sofish, with a mem sofish, with a mem sasum. Says the Megale Amukos. You know why? It's not a coincidence. That mem, which we want open, is closed. This mem, which we want closed, is open. Because it says, the choymas Yerushalayim hein prutzim. The walls have been broken open. Now, we want the walls of Yerushalayim to be constructed. The walls of Kan Tzipor broken open. We want Mashiach to get out. But instead, portsu choymas migdolai, the walls of Yerushalayim are broken. And we have all of the wrong influences coming into Yerushalayim. As long as that's going on, that's going on. Mashiach's not coming out of Kan Tzipor. And he says the following thing. He brings a Gemara, Nida Daf Lamed Amid Beis. This is the Bnei Yisoscha. Bnei Yisoscha lived in Poland in a place called, in a town called Dinov, and not far from Lezhensk. And he brings the following thing. The Gemara Nida says that there's an interesting phenomenon when it comes to children. Children in their mother's stomach, so their mouth is closed, and their umbilical cord is open, their belly is open. Once they're born, their mouth opens, and their umbilical cord closes. It's an interesting phenomenon. Says the Igra de Kala, he says that what that means is as follows. We have something that's closed that we want open, and something that's open that we want closed, until they open what's closed, or they close what's open, they will not open what's closed. In other words, we're in the process, we're kind of like an Isha Bitzireha. We're kind of like in the incubating process for Mashiach. So we're compared to a baby in its mother's stomach. Our mouth is closed, but and our umbilical cords are open. So what we need to do is we need to be able to, in order to open up our mouths, we need to close the umbilical cord. So we have to close the pirtzas on Yerushalayim. We have to close the fact that the walls of Yerushalayim, that there's no protection in Yerushalayim from all of the influences. When we can reestablish the walls of Yerushalayim, then the Kan Tzipor, we can open up in order for Mashiach to be able to come back. And how do we do that? So, it says the following thing. The first word in Mishnayos. Anyone know what the first word in Mishnayos is? Meimasai. Starts with the letter Mem. Mem pasuach or sasum? Pasuach. What's the last word in Mishnayos? The pasuk says, Hashem oiz le'amo yitein, Hashem yivarech es amoy bashalom. The very last word of Mishnayis is also a mem. A mem sasum. Rav Avram Shor speaks about this often, that the person is supposed to be open his mouth in Divrei Torah and close his mouth in other things. But over here we're saying is the key to us being able to unlock the Kan Tzipor, in order for us to be able to do that, is in Limud HaTorah and Limud Mishnayis. You want to open up? Me'emasai. Let's learn Mishnayis. And you want to be able to close also the Chaymos of Yerushalayim? You should finish learning. A person does that, and Beis Hashem will be zoicha to the Gula Shlema from here of Yemenu. Amen. Rabbosai, first year Chaburas are going to be in the Ezra's Nashim. Second year Chaburas are going to be over here. And third year Chaburas are going to be on the other side of the Beis Hashem.